Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Previously, we discussed the name of Allah, Al-Ali, the Most High, and we said that Allah is far above His creation and free from any similarity with His creation. Everything in existence is subjugated to Allah, and the loftiness of Allah is explained in three ways. Nothing in existence can equal Him in honor and status. He has full power over all things in existence, and all are completely subjugated and controlled by Him. All events in the universe are under His control. Nothing can occur contrary to His will and His desire. His loftiness is not subjugated to place, but it's in regards His status. And we spoke about how all the creation are compromised in some way or the other. Even man that has intellect, we have lust, we have anger, we have haste, we have weakness. Allah is free from all of these weaknesses. Today we discuss the great name of Allah, Al-Kabir, which means the great. Al-Kabir is such an exalted being that everything else is lower in comparison to Him, and nothing is greater than Him. Al-Kabir is that being whose greatness in reality you'll find apparent in many things, in the rivers, in the oceans, in the jungles, in the mountains, in the skies, in the depths and open spaces of land. At every moment and every place you see the greatness of Allah. Think about the two weighty celestial bodies, the sun and the moon, Ash-Shams wal-Qamar. They weigh millions of tons, yet they remain so high without any pillars of support. They exist with such balance and equilibrium. They have a perfect timing and system. Allahu Akbar. Allah says in the Quran in Surah Yasin, وَالشَّمْسُ تَجْرِي لِمُسْتَقَرٍ لَهَا ذَلِكَ تَقَدِيرُ الْعَزِيزِ الْعَلِيمِ. The sun travels towards its destination. This is the arrangement of the mighty, the all-knowing. وَالْقَمَرَ قَدَّرْنَاهُ مَنَازِلَ حَتَّى عَادَكَ الْعُرْجُونِ الْقَدِيمِ. And then we have stipulated stations for the moon until it returns like the branch of an old date palm. لَالشَّمْسُ يَنْبَغِي لَهَا أَن تُدْرِكَ الْقَمَرَ وَلَا اللَّيْلُ سَابِقُ النَّهَارِ وَكُلٌّ فِي فَلَكِ يَسْبَحُونَ. It is neither possible for the sun to catch the moon, nor is it possible for the night to precede the day. They all swim within their orbits. So, some scholars have said this means that the earth and the moon both move in their respective orbits. It's not possible for them to cross into each other's orbits. Others have explained it that the sun will not rise at night and make daylight come before its due time. Everything runs according to precision. Everything runs according to its due time, to its due system. And not just for a short while, for as long as the earth has been in existence. Imam Ghazali says, Allah's greatness refers to perfection in His being, which in turn means perfection in existence. And by perfection in existence, we can understand two things. Allah's existence is forever and will remain forever. If there's anything which was or will be non-existent, then this is a weakness, and that will only be found in creation, not in the Creator. And the second thing about Allah's greatness is that His existence is the source of all creation. If Allah did not exist, we would not exist. And because Allah exists, everything else exists. Our existence, everything else's existence, is dependent on the existence of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala grant us the understanding. May Allah grant us greater recognition of Him via these beautiful names of His, the Asma'ul Husna. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala enable us to internalize whatever we are hearing in these discussions so that we enjoy greater closeness to Him. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.